exercise change?
If there was one or two key points or pieces of advice you'd give to people that want to build, strengthen and maintain their motivation to change, what would those things be?
Well, I guess as we've said earlier, I just think just to keep moving, to be active and to find something that fits your lifestyle, that you enjoy, and look at it as part of your lifestyle.
Right.
Not something that you do separate, that's part of how you live. Like you had said earlier, we eat, we sleep, we go to work. Exercise should be part of that.
And you've mentioned the word integration.
Absolutely, yeah. You integrate that into your everyday life, and it just becomes part of who you are in the end.
And once again, I think that speaks to that long-term thing. It's not something just do and then we're at a certain level and we stay there. This is something that we need to integrate in.
And I think I look at it too. We have enemies in ageing, fear and laziness. And so I look at that. If I think, oh, I don't want to do this, I might think, well, does that come from fear? Am I afraid I can't? Or am I just being lazy? And so that's a little gauge for me as to how I approach.
Great. I think that's really good. Yeah, just, I guess, so every time you're not going to do something, question yourself. Is it one of these
that's
two
right.
things?
That's right.
Yeah, and if it is, maybe that's not the best of excuses to not be doing something.
Yeah, exactly, because we can do something that we can jeopardise our health and well-being by thinking we're strong enough or fit enough, and then you go for a fall, and that's another block in the road, isn't it? Because then you have to dig yourself out of that well.
Sure.
We have to use our intelligence with our choices